The Syrian warplanes have targeted the positions of foreign-backed militants in the flashpoint city of Aleppo. The airstrikes come amid fierce, heavy clashes between the army and the militants. Our correspondent says the terrorists are using civilians as human shield in the eastern part of the city. For more updates, we are now joined by our correspondent on the battlefield.
Yes, we are on one of the front lines of the battles happening west of Aleppo, particularly before a quarter known as 1070, which is a residential quarter which terrorists attacked just 2 days ago. This is one of the most largest and attack which the terrorists launched against Syrian army positions west of Aleppo city in the western countryside. Now, what you can see in the picture is the 1070 quarter, which is now occupied partly by the terrorists. There are only 200 meters between us over here going up live interview with you and, of course, the enemy line, which you can see in the camera. Those red, the red houses that you can see make up the enemy front line over there. There are sniper guns used by the terrorists over there. Now, as we speak, if you can hear with me, there is sounds of Air Force striking the positions of terrorists. As you can see, there is white smoke coming out over there in the picture. This is one of the artillery strikes we have been constantly seeing and hearing strikes by the Syrian army, whether the air force or the artillery, because this is the heaviest, actually, the heaviest battle, the most ferocious battle happening over here. Currently, the foreign-backed militants, the terrorists of the Al-Nusra Front, which changed their name to Fath al-Sham, along with 20 other terrorist groups, mainly Faylaq al-Sham, Ahrar al-Zinki, and also other groups that are known to be actually very well linked with Turkey. They get their support from Turkey, from Saudi Arabia. Now, those are heavily supported by Turkey. Now, all of those groups have joined forces and attacked, launched this attack against Aleppo. Their aim is to breach the Syrian army main defense lines, which we are going live from right now over here in the western part of Aleppo, and reach the Aleppo city itself over here inside, after infiltrating into Syrian army positions, reaching the government-held areas inside the city of Aleppo on the one hand, and also on the other hand, cutting the only and main supply line for the Syrian army in Al Ramuse to the southwest of the city of Aleppo. So there are two actually axes which the terrorists have launched their attack on. Over there in the other side of the picture, there is Al Hikma School. Al Hikma School, if the cameraman can show it to you, Al Hikma School is also one of the areas which the terrorists attacked in the first place with a booby-trapped vehicle over here. So we're standing, as you can see, on a front line, only 200 meters between us and the enemy, and there are still strikes, if you can hear with me the sound in the camera. So definitely, the Syrian army, as you can see, is repelling those terrorists. Up till this moment, those terrorist groups, the 22 terrorist groups, mainly Jaish al-Fatah, led by the Al-Nusra Front, have failed so far, even after 4 days of launching their attacks, have failed to actually reach any of their goals, which is cutting the supply line of the Syrian government forces, or reaching the Aleppo governorate in the areas that are controlled by the Syrian army.
All right, so Mohammed, as we're seeing these live pictures, just tell us also, what is the latest when it comes to those civilian corridors that were opened up, those humanitarian corridors? How are the civilians doing, those who have been able to leave the city, of course, and secondly, those who may have remained?
I don't have your sound if you're asking me a question. Okay. Please recall me again. It seems we're losing the telephone connection.
All right, that's fine. We'll leave it there at that. That was Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who was speaking to us live from right in the front lines in Aleppo. And those, of course, were live images we were showing of the Syrian army carrying out strikes against terrorist positions. Okay, it seems that we're back on now, it seems, with... Muhammad Ali in Aleppo. I do apologize for this confusion, Muhammad. If you can hear us,
what was the question?
Do tell us, Muhammad, if you can, about the latest when it comes to those humanitarian corridors. What is the latest when it comes to that?
Please repeat the question. Kindly repeat the question.
Sure, Muhammad. If you can hear me, can you please tell us a bit more about the latest about the humanitarian corridors and what civilians have been experiencing?
Well, if I heard the question correctly, if you're asking about the humanitarian issue inside the governorate of Aleppo, the humanitarian corridors established by the Syrian army for having the civilians exiting from the eastern parts of Aleppo, yes, those humanitarian corridors, over four of them, or five, let's say, are actually established. However, there aren't a lot of civilians being able to exit over there due to because of the presence of foreign-backed militants on those humanitarian corridors. From their side, they are actually preventing the civilians from getting out of Aleppo. They want to use them as human shields inside the areas they control over there. So not a lot of people are being able to reach out from those humanitarian corridors because, as I told you, they want to use them as human shields. The women who are over the age of 40 are allowed out. The men who are over the age of 50 are also allowed out. However, other people are not allowed out of the eastern parts of Aleppo that are controlled by the terrorists over there in the eastern parts. Now, I don't know if you can hear with me. There are sounds of bombardment now happening in the area that we are in. Those areas are held by the terrorists here in the 1070 quarter. The reason it is named by that because it is actually a residential quarter that includes 1070 apartments over here. So this 1070 quarter is being now heavily attacked, particularly, of course, the positions that are the buildings that the Syrian army know that there are terrorists in. Also, we have to point out that there are streets inside this 1070 quarter in which clashes are happening as we speak over there, of course, in parallel with the Syrian artillery and air force strikes. Of course, this paves the way for the army troops on the ground to carry out their mission successfully of either killing those terrorists or pushing them back to areas like Al-Rashidin Rab'a and Al-Rashidin Khamse, those areas which the terrorists in the first place launched their attack from in the western countryside of Aleppo and headed towards the city itself and the Syrian army defense lines that we are standing in right now. So definitely, as you can see, the picture itself explains the ferocious clashes happening, the bombardment, and how actually how desperate those terrorists are. They want to achieve anything on ground, actually, because, as you know, this attack launched by the terrorists comes in retaliation over the Syrian army's victory of cutting the only and main supply line, the Castillo supply line north of Aleppo, the terrorists' only supply line out of the eastern parts of Aleppo. Now the terrorists over here in that part of Aleppo are isolated. They have no supply line. They cannot get their injured personnel out. They cannot get any more ammunition or weapons, which means that they will either be killed or they will make use and benefit from the Syrian president's general amnesty decree that gave them 3 months to surrender themselves, and they will get amnesty if they do so.
Okay, Muhammad, thanks very much for your live reporting for us. These, again, live images coming out of the Syrian city of Aleppo, which the army is working hard, of course, to liberate. We'll, of course, keep you up to date on all the developments that we get from the front line in that city.